picking up center Nerlens Noel and guard Alec Burks from the New York Knicks, plus 2 second-round picks and $6 million in cash. Now, why did the Knicks do all this? They're after Brunson, the guard, the free agent guard from Dallas. They're trying to get him for, like, I think it's a $110 million deal.
So clearing some space.
Yep, clearing some space, and they obviously like working deals with the Knicks or with the Pistons, so Troy Weaver is crushing it. Now, the Pistons, I would assume, are out of the DeAndre Ayton sweepstakes. The center from Phoenix.
Okay.
And I'd be curious to see if Miles Bridges is even on the radar right now. We were talking with Albert, our engineer here. You still don't know what Marvin Bagley's doing, right? I know they're going to make him an offer. And then I would assume that Noel and Burks are both going to stay because their veteran players are going to give you, you know, that
yeah, you need a little bit of that, right?
And you need a center because Isaac Stewart is not a center. He's a four. But think about where we were with the Pistons a couple years ago, and now we're just trying to dial in little pieces because we have such a good core of young players.
Right.
It's crazy. It is crazy. People around the league are going, what is going on with these guys? Luka Garza was a couple players got released yesterday, but they were given their rights to walk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, be curious to see what happens with him.
Go ahead.
And here's a question. Who loves fireworks for the Detroit Lions? Oh, it's Tracy Walker. How much does Tracy Walker love fireworks? Text us. The keyword is...
fireworks.
Yeah. Make sure you put an S on there. Actually, either one works.
Right? Yeah, either way.
He bought over $13,000 worth of fireworks.
$13,662.
Yes. You will see the photos. And if you're wondering what $13,000 worth of fireworks got Tracy Walker, there's a picture of him. Tracy was very proud of it, man. He loaded up in the back of his truck.
Yeah. The whole truck's full.
The whole truck. What does it look like? 13 grand in fireworks. Keyword, fireworks. Now we got to change the whole thing to back up Tracy.
Bagel, 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 Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry. Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. What the fuck? What you doing, Terry?
Tracy.
Terry, what's going on? Father.
Tracy. I love that video. I put that on there as well. Because you have to.
Yeah.
13 grand.
It's a lot of fireworks.
Well, the good thing is no one has ever been injured with fireworks in the National Football League. I'm absolutely serious. Do the Detroit Lions have a problem with that?
I bet you they do.
I'm wondering.
I'm surprised that's not in their contracts now. Yeah. After Jason Pierre-Paul, I'm surprised that doesn't happen to... That's not written to every guy's contract that you can't play with fireworks.
If you guys don't know, Jason Pierre-Paul, like 5 years ago? Was it about 5 years ago? It's longer now.
I think it was longer than that.
Yeah. He blew off part of his hand with fireworks.
Took him a long time to get back into the league, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's not shooting them off. That's what he probably told the Lions. Oh, no, I'm not shooting them off.
I guarantee you they're not happy about this today. Like, what are you doing, dude? Sports brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings sports app today. Use that code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. I have a bad clue for reeling in the ears. I'm not happy with it.
Oh, no?
Yeah. I couldn't figure out another one, so it's not my best work. By the way, if you've never played, we do this at 6:45, 3 clips, 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year, and you'll go see Mark Farner at the Allied Challenge in Grand Blanc on the 17th hole. How cool is that? You ready?
Yeah, I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
VH's "Gorgeous Woman" song.
Oh, all right.
You don't know. That's a pity clap.
That's a clue.
I don't want a pity clap from you.
That's a clue.
It is a clue. It's not a good one. I told you. VH's "Gorgeous Woman" song. Although I realize the text from Ernie, it actually applies to more than one Van Halen song.
Yeah, so it's a better clue than he thought.
It's unintentionally good because I thought this clue sucked when I wrote it this morning. Okay. So that's coming up at 6:45. Mark Farner, you'll be seeing him at the golf course. For the Ally Challenge. You'll actually see him perform at the 17th. I would assume after they're done golfing.
I hope it's not during the
round. That could be a little more entertaining.
Put him right on the green.
Oh!
Putt, putt.
So when you worked at a golf course, did you do that? No, in high school, you were all super jock.
Yeah, I didn't work in high school.
Yeah, you know.
After high school, I worked at the
golf
course.
You worked at a golf course. So my son Adam is going to college right now. He's going to OCC, doing all his core classes, you know, English and math and all that stuff.
Yep.
And then what he's doing is looking for part-time jobs. And he's doing the DoorDash thing right now. It's going okay. But he's looking for something different. I told him, I said, go find different experiences. It's a perfect time to do this. He likes to just work. And I'm not putting out my kid's resume on the radio. I'm just sharing this because we were sitting down there looking for jobs. He's kind of done the food service thing, so he's good there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done that. He's done the washing dishes and restaurant thing, so he's done there. But one of the jobs that came up was working at one of these doggy daycare places.
Oh.
Okay, just made the sound. 248-398-9279. We thought, oh, how cool. You get to be around dogs all day.
Nah.
He loves dogs. You get to do this.
It sounds cool.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't know about that. You got to deal with the dogs and dirty dogs and then dog owners. I don't know. That's a tough one for me.
Okay, but as much as you like doing what we do here, you're not a people person.
No.
No. Yeah. You would just as soon be living in Midland somewhere.
Oh, 100%.
And he's kind of that way. He's not the most outgoing guy in the world.
Man.
He's got his groove.
I can get him on a mower. That's all. There would be times 6 hours a day I would be on just a mower driving around cutting fairway or cutting tee boxes.
Okay. He's a good lawnmower. He can do that pretty well.
He would honestly, the more you say it, I think he would like.
And he's looking for part time, and they were just talking about, you know, that he could only work like a couple hours at a time. So, bada bing, bada boom. Huh. It's one of those jobs that sounds really good.
But then,
yeah, you start thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know.
Because I always, when we take Danny DeVito to the groomer.
Right.
Mine's like, man, I respect these people. But for one, it's just, you got to hear barking in your sleep. Because half the dogs in there want to hang out with the other dogs. And
by the way, great song by the Romantics. Barking in your sleep.
Barking in your sleep. But you know what I mean? It's one of those jobs that looks awesome, sounds awesome, and then you go and do it, and I think I'd be in there for about a day and a half. Be like, all right, I'm done.
You're done. Like your pizza delivery thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It's one of those, we were sitting outside last night just talking about it. You know, that sounds like fun. Yeah, you're working with dogs. Like, I don't know. Well, you didn't work. I mean, you worked in college, though, so working at a golf course is probably your best thing.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even really work in college because I was still playing baseball. It was after college after I got hurt and just left college. I went and worked at the golf course for 2 summers while I was getting ready to do this stuff. That was by far, I would do that in a heartbeat. If I could actually go, like, I could go through school. I would actually buckle down now, I think. But I think that's the path I would have went.
Groundskeeper?
Yeah.
Golf course
superintendent.
Management? Yeah. Oh, you'd be the Scottish guy.
You
from
call
there.
It a superintendent. You don't call him a groundskeeper.
Excuse me.
My old boss would be upset at that.
If you killed all the gophers. Excuse me if I'm wrong there. 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house. So, not only is the clue bad, but it's led everybody the wrong way for reeling in the ears. It is not Roy Orbison's. It's VH's Gorgeous Woman song. There's another one.
Yep. Okay.
See, everybody's
good clue.
Going. Okay.
Double clue.
It's a double clue.
Double clue.
We're trying to clarify the first clue. We'll play Reeling in about 20 minutes. Mark Farner at a golf course on the 17th hole. The Allied Challenge in Grand Blanc. What a cool, cool place to see Grand Funk's Mark Farner. Love him. So I was talking about my son Adam. He's looking for a part-time job. He's going to college, OCC, doing all his core classes now.
Right.
So, hey, Steve.
Hey.
So, your kid works at a golf course?
Oh, yeah. Gets up at 5 a.m. every day and loves every minute of it.
That's what we were just talking about. So, it's an early morning. Now, is he doing this full-time, part-time thing? What's the deal?
He's full-time in the summer, and the golf course he worked at, he's a pretty reserved kid, and the golf course he works at just bought a new lawnmower, and he got pretty freaking excited about that.
Oh, that's always big news, man. That's always big news.
I got to talk to Adam about this, because he likes mowing lawns.
Yeah, he's 18, and they got him cutting fairways and greens, and he's loving every minute of it.
Okay.
Now, that sounds sweet, but when they still have to go and trim the bunkers. I remember getting that job, and you're like, oh, no, I want to quit. But everything else is awesome.
You have to stand in a bunker and...
And trim the grass around the lip of the bunker. Okay. So you get sand all over you. But everything else is fun. Sitting on a mower with a couple of your buddies rolling around, just listening to music and headphones, cutting grass.
Doesn't sound bad.
And you get free golf.
Does he get free golf, Steve?
He absolutely gets free golf, and he takes advantage of it every day.
Oh, smart. Yeah.
All right. Hey, Steve, appreciate you calling, brother. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye.
Steve, make sure you tell him to never play golf on the clock.
Really? Is that something?
No, he used to just clock in and... Oh, my boss listens. He used to leave sometimes because his young kid would get sick.
You're
or
not
whatever.
Working there now.
Yeah, I know, but I feel bad. He doesn't care. His young kid would leave. He'd leave because his kid would get sick at school or something. He'd have to go pick him up, and we'd just grab our clubs out of our bag and go play golf.
Nice. Nice.
Get everything done, though.
I'm trying to think of my favorite. What was your 248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-WCSX. Your favorite part-time job growing up? The most money I ever made was working for my uncle. He had a direct mailing service, and my dad worked on Saturdays, so I would ride in with him. And my dad would actually drop me off my uncle's mailing place. And we mailed direct mail pieces for Robert Schuller, the pastor.
Oh, okay.
The Crystal Cathedral.
Yeah.
The Tower of Power, the TV show one. He owned this whole... Oh, they had this big church. It was like on a block. It was a whole block. It was that big. So we did all the direct mail. So here I am, like 13, operating pieces of equipment that I should not have been operating. But we were bulk mailing. I remember it had like a C sticker on it. Is that right? C-class mail. So we would do like the big bundling machines.
Yeah.
I was operating those.
Hey, get started on it early, I guess, right?
Yeah. That's why they call me Lefty.
Plus, plus, you work at a golf course, you go home if it rains.
See, all I've heard about a golf course is ways you look to get out of working. You either played golf or ditched as soon as it rained.
No, you worked.
Okay.
I worked hard there. It was a good job. I love that.
It's too late. The guy's listening. He already knows you bailed on him.
Oh, he doesn't care. He's cool.
Hey, Andrew, good morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house.
What's going on, Big Jim and Ryan?
Hey, man.
What was your best job?
So I was like 15. It was a summer job at the pool concession stand.
Ooh, that ain't a bad one.
Come on.
I will tell you why. So not only did I get to look at, you know, the swimsuits, but they did not keep inventory of candy. And as a 15-year-old, come on now.
Oh, that load that up. Did. Pay you with it.
That's come what on,
you
did. Now. And that's when cargo shorts were cool, you know?
Oh, you pack them full?
Oh, my goodness.
Andrew, thanks for calling, buddy. Have a good morning.
Yeah, you too.
Later. I'm joking about the golf thing, because you've talked about it. Here's something, if you listen to your friends, they'll tell you more than they say sometimes just in sentences. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
If you listen, and you've talked about that job a lot, so I think that job really meant a lot to you, and you had a lot of fun doing it.
Oh, I got to meet a lot of great people that I'm still friends with today. I've talked to them before, and like weekends, if you need me to come cut cups, give me a call. I'll come down there and cut cups. You know what I'm talking about?
Where you move the cup around on the green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I didn't think it was like working with a football team to make sure that they're fit properly. Mike.
Good morning.
Morning, Mike. So what was your best part-time or your summer job?
I worked at a ski shop.
Really? See, that's a cool job.
Yep. That is.
It was very cool. Snow bunnies, trying on clothes, fitting them for skis. And it was in a college town, so there was lots of young people.
That's it's a cool job. Cool. That is a very cool job. Thanks, Mike.
Have a good day, guys.
You too, man.
Boot check! This makes me think of all the movies about, like, Ski Patrol.
Yeah, I worked at a Mickey D's Cook-In. I worked at a pizza joint. That was fun. Worked for my uncle, doing bulk mail for Robert Schuller. Steve has this. Steve. Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, wonderful. How you doing, man? What was your job?
Well, it wasn't just a summer job. It was a part-time job year-round. But I used to sell suits on commission in a mall. So I made good money, but I got a lot of dates because all the girls from the girl shops were walking by all the time. I was young and good-looking back then. Yeah, it was a good time.
See, that's like in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, the guy that works at the stereo store. Yeah, where she asked him out, you know, so you were the guy, you were the cute guy at the suit store in the mall.
That was me, yep.
Nice. Oh, and you are always dressed well, right? Because exactly. You're wearing a suit.
Oh, yeah, I was always wearing a suit and tie, yep.
Always decked out.
Because you can't look good as the ticket taker at the movie theater because you got that vest on with the bow tie. It just doesn't work. All right, Steve, have a good morning, bud.
All right, you too.
Later.
Yeah. Playa? There you go. So I don't know. We'll figure out. But Adam's going to definitely get some part-time work doing something. It's not like there's
a few ton things
of
out there.
Just a couple jobs out there. We're trying to figure it out. The other one was working at Kroger, maybe doing like, because it's part-time again. He's going to school. But doing like shifts where you fulfill orders. So like when someone orders online, you're the person that goes around the store.
Fills
and
up
puts
those
everything
blue
in, the,
bins
in those blue
that
bins.
You see everybody.
See, I... How come we only got one donut? We ordered 12. I have no idea.
Right.
Jim, like what?
Are you going to be the sorry, they didn't have these. We had to substitute them out for these.
No, I'd make them pay for it. I would just eat their food before it got to them. What happened to all our snack cakes? I don't know. Little Debbie died in my belly. Reeling coming up in about 15 minutes. VH's Gorgeous Woman song, not Roy Orbison.
Okay, double good clue.
CSX Big Jim's house. So, what was your best part-time job? 248-398-9279. That's our house phone. 248-398-WCSX. My kid's looking for a part-time job. He got a bunch of opportunities. So, he's been considering, like, one of them was working at a doggy daycare place. And you immediately went, no.
That sounds like fun. That's too much responsibility. You're like taking care of lives.
Well, he's doing college and he just wants like a part-time thing, you know, that he can get into. Kroger was one that's come up, you know, trying to figure that one out. You worked at a golf course. I was pretty straightforward, Mickey D's, and then I worked at a pizza place. I liked working at Mickey D's. I know you hear all these fast food stories. Dude, I loved working at Mickey D's.
And the pizza place, I worked at a pizza place. I mean, that's famous stories, but I liked it when I was able to just stay in the back and do stuff.
Just prep? Yeah.
The delivery aspect was the part that got me off of that.
Yeah, that was not your wheelhouse.
No.
Hey, Justin, now what did you do? What was your part-time job or your summer job?
I worked at a bakery.
See,
ooh,
now that's a cool
one, yeah.
So what was your hookup, though? Did you have, like, would you ever trade with anybody else? Like, okay, I'll bring you bread and you do this or whatever?
Well, I, my sister was the, one of the pastry chefs there. She went to school for it. And, one day she gave me a call saying they were looking for help to be a cookie scooper. So I'd go in for 8 hours a day and just scoop cookies all day with one of those manual cookie scoopers.
So wait a minute. Hold on, and Justin. Justin, real quick. So just to be clear, you did it all for the cookies. Hey, the cookies.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
in the bakery life, you actually, the more you work, the more you move up the chain. And in 2 years' time, I had become general manager.
Really?
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it all started from a part-time being a cookie guy.
Yep, and you don't really, to work at a bakery, you don't need any experience. So it might be a good start for them.
Did you have any injuries or anything scooping cookie dough for 8 hours a day? Anything like that?
No, not really. I mean, you just got to make sure that you're on your feet a lot. So okay.
Justin, I've heard stories that doing that all day will take a toll house on you.
Wow. Yeah, it will. Just got to make sure you got good shoes.
You're too serious about your cookie stuff right
good
now.
Therapeutics.
That was a horrible joke, Justin. Anyway, hey buddy, have a good morning,
see
man.
You, bud.
You too.
Yeah, Justin didn't deserve that. I apologize. Nice guy to call up this early in the morning. I give him some stupid joke
files
like that.
Is later.
That kind of hurt. It was true, but anyway. Reeling in the Ears coming up next. Van Halen's Gorgeous Woman song, not the Roy Orbison one.
Good clue.
Thank you. Oh, wait a minute. We're going to run a couple minutes late today. We'll play around 6:50. I know it kind of screws people up because there's too many good calls here. Troy.
Yes, sir. How's it going, guys?
Wonderful. What was your job?
Yeah, I ran a roller coaster out in Lakeside Amusement Park out in Colorado.
Come on. That's cool. Great job.
Yeah.
How did you fall into that one? Is that something you worked your way up to, or what happened there?
Oh, no. I was injured, so I had to get a part-time job because I couldn't go back to doing what I was doing. And I just applied there, and that's where they stuck me, and that was incredible.
You got really good at talking.
Hands and feet to cut!
I can never hear what they're saying on those roller coasters.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Thanks, Troy. Hey, have a good morning.
Cool,
all right.
You guys have a great one.
Thank you, bud. Bye. 248-398-9279. Shannon, I worked at a roller skating rink as a floor guard. That's cool. They were like the folks, I think, that skate around and make sure you weren't throwing stupid stuff on the skating rink. That's a good one. Hey, Isaac.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. So where'd you work?
I used to work at a weed farm near Central Michigan University when I was 16, over my summer.
Really? So that was wow, nice job. How did you get that job? Did you know somebody or...
Yeah, I guess I don't know. I kind of just ran into some people around the lake, and they offered to pay for my housing and just pay for everything while I was up there. I made a total of probably about $5,000 in a month.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn, Isaac, get some. You're awesome, man. Good to talk to you, buddy. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. 248-398-9279. Any other ones coming in there, Ryan?
No, it's just people now offering up jobs for Adam.
No, he's good. He's
he can got make pies at Grand Traverse Pie Co. Zach wants him to come up and clean some glass with him. The window washer.
He's not big on the whole hype thing. All right, so what do we do here? We normally play Reeling right around this time, but we got people on hold. Do we play the game because everybody else listening? I think we play the game.
Let's play the game.
We'll play the game. So Teresa and Chris and Keith and Kathy... do me a favor, try to call back in just a minute because we want to play the game. Be fair to everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've developed a device for traveling through time.
Numbnuts.
All right, zip it. When a problem comes along, you must zip it. Zip it good.
Ready to go back in time?
Would you like to have a suckle of my zipper?
You can't even
zip it.
Let's play Reeling in the Years in Big Jim's house.
Are you reeling in the years?
So here we go. Three clips, 1 year. All you got to do is tell us the year. Listen closely.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
Would my esteemed colleague kindly repeat the question?
Gladly, Senator. What time does Wee Willie Winky run through the town?
Trivial Pursuit. It's more than a game. It's a national obsession.
That's what I said.
Hopefully the clip makes sense, or the clue, excuse me, earlier this morning. 248-398-9279. Tell us the year and you'll win. And what do they win, Ryan Logan Jr., Esquire III?
A pair of tickets to the Concert at 17, presented by Soaring Eagle, featuring Mark Farner. It's at the Allied Challenge, presented by McLaren in Grand Blanc, Friday, August 26th. Get your tickets at theallychallenge.com.
Okay. We'll go to the phones here. Messing with me. I keep forgetting we get the cameras on the whole time, so you weren't taping that, were you?
Yes, I was, but it was on me because I was talking.
Okay, good. I got away with that one. I remember that. Oh, they dropped out there. Hi, Don. Hi, Don. How are you, Don?
Good. How are you?
Good. What year were you looking for?
1984.
No! God!
Sorry.
No! Hi, God, hey, please, no! Again. No! No! Okay.
Jeff on line one. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Big Jim.
What year are we looking for, sir?
1979.
Yes, sir!
Woo-hoo! We had Trivial Pursuit debuted and went crazy. Everybody in the country was playing it. Dukes of Hazzard made their debut on TV, and we had Van Halen and Beautiful Girls off Van Halen, too. Congratulations, Jeff.
Thank you.
What are you up to today? You got your boots on?
Got my boots on.
That would be a
boot check.
Nice, man. Where do you work?
CIE USA.
Okay.
Out in Shelby. Century Plastics.
CIE. What was it again?
CIE.
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 I used to work for MOUSC. Never mind. Okay. I'll tell you, man. You hold on. We'll get you all set up. Mark Farner on the 17th hole at the Ally Challenge in Grand Blanc. Tickets on sale. TheAllyChallenge.com. Hold on.
Awesome. Thank you.
6:51. We're going to pass the gas a little after 7 o'clock. We'll actually do that at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 every morning this week. And today and tomorrow, not just on our show, but the whole station, when you hear a song by Elton John, you can win tickets to see him next month at Comerica Park. Girl. 6:55, it's Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Ryan Logan on the left. We were just sitting here talking, by the way, about summer jobs. My kid Adam's looking for a part-time job. He's got a bunch of them. We live in Waterford, and there's a ton of opportunities. It's really figuring out what he wants to do so he can work part-time and still do his classes at OCC. So one of them that we found was like doggy daycare, which you immediately made a scrunchy face when, I don't know about that.
That sounds good. It sounds good. I don't know if you want to last there.
All right. Well, I don't even know that this
I mean, not last there, but you know what I mean.
He's really doing for the experience thing.
Which, at a doggy daycare, if he's doing a part-time, just experience and college kid, you know he's going to get stuck with the...
Oh, yeah.
With
the crappiest job, literally. Yeah. No, seriously. So what was your favorite part-time or your summer job? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-WCSX. I was trying to remember. By the way, pass the gas in 10 minutes. Did you write down the name from 910 yesterday?
Yeah.
I did not.
I got it.
Okay. We're good. You need to know the name of the person.
I'm not saying it.
Okay. Well, give us a clue for the name then.
Gene.
You can't just say the name. You're the worst clue giver ever. Okay, David Bowie did a song about, if you say it twice,
yes.
Barbara Eden came out of a bottle.
There you go. I didn't know that lady's name.
Right. Okay, that's okay. just saying it softly is not a clue. Jane. Get an email. Boot check. My grandfather was a car salesman. He got me a job washing the new cars, so I got to drive all the new cars that were coming out of the Ford dealership. That's awesome. What a great part-time job.
That is a cool one.
My buddy Sweeney had a great job. He was a bagger at a grocery store. I don't know why. I always thought that would be like, in high school, I was like, dude, that's awesome.
Really?
I don't know. I always see him like a cool job. You see everybody. You got to talk to people.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean, thanks for holding. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good this morning.
So what was your part-time job?
I worked at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida for 2 summers while I was in high school.
See, now that's cool. Where'd you live in Orlando?
I didn't. I stayed with my grandfather. He was sort of a little bit of a vagabond, and he had a trailer in one of those mobile home trailer community parks down there. And I would go down there and stay in the trailer for the summer, and he would go stay. And I pretty much had free run of the trailer and, you know, going back and forth to work and doing what teenagers do. And
so how was Disney World, though? What was it like to work there? Was it cool?
It was very cool. You know, the first summer, I did typical fast food work. I worked in a kitchen at Columbia Harbor House.
Right.
Making Monte Cristo sandwiches and fish and chips and just all that stuff, just typical kitchen work. And it was cool. The second summer, I went down and worked at the Columbia Harbor House again, but they had a baked potato station that was set up out in Liberty Square right outside of the
Hall of Presidents. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, dude. And yeah, okay. That's where you worked, though?
Yeah, I was out there flinging baked potatoes and cans of Coke.
Did you have any pictures from underneath? I don't know how many people realize the whole underground
right.
at Disney World.
Well, this was like way, 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 way pre-cell phone,
right.
Internet type thing. I mean, we're talking like probably 86, 87.
You're right. You and I are right in the same wheelhouse there, man. Sean, appreciate you calling, bud. What a cool job.
Yeah. Thanks. Have a good one.
You too, man. Later. Hi to Vincent. He's 21, doing construction for the summer.
It's a good summer gig, man. You're outside all day.
Yeah.
Making some good money.
Okay, this is the one, and we had friends like this. By the way, we're talking about this, my kid Adam's been looking for a part-time gig. He's doing college and a part-time, and he's doing all his core classes, and then he wanted a part-time job. Did you see the text from the 586 about working four different jobs?
Oh, yeah, here we go, 586. I worked four different jobs when you could go from job to job. Mickey D's, Burger King, KFC, and Rally's.
I had friends who did not four, which, by the way, whoever you are, you're a badass.
Yeah.
But I had buddies who worked at two fast food places. In high school, because they couldn't get enough hours working like at Burger King. So they'd go work at Taco Bell.
Okay.
And they'd just pick up shifts. And the managers were happy because they knew you knew the business.
Yeah.
Because you'd done it. So, yeah, as a cook at McDonald's, I could work as much as I wanted. They would always like.
Right.
I didn't want to work breakfast, though, because that was like real cooking. I didn't want to do that. That's too much work. David ran the photo lab in college. All right. That's awesome. Yeah, I'm just thinking like that. That would be, okay, that's a cool one. Hold on. Jason, what did you do?
I worked at the Ann Arbor newspaper back in 88, 89.
That was a part-time job? That was like a summer thing?
Yeah, well, I graduated high school and I got a job there working part-time at night. It was probably the best job I ever had, period.
That's what I love about stuff. Kathy's dad, he got a part-time job. He was a teacher, and he didn't make enough money to pay his family. He cleaned banks at night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, and he made money, did that, man. Thank you, Jason. Have a good morning. Did you see? Oh, Bones texted in. $3.16 an hour, cutting up firewood in the winter and cutting grass in the summer. My very first job. I tried that once when I was in the Navy. My buddy said, hey, you want to make a little side hustle here? I said, sure. So we went out and split. You need to know who won at 9:10 yesterday. Now, we're not going to give you the name, but Barbara Eden was in a show. Remember that show? I'm just randomly thinking off the top of my head, Ryan. I Dream of Something.
Ice Cream.
No.
No.
It was a woman's name.
Oh, Jeannie.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just randomly thinking about that. Hint. Okay, we'll do that in just a couple minutes here. 7:10, 8:10, 9:10. You need to know who won the last time so we can pass the gas on to you. I saw this morning. I was kind of curious. Joey Chestnut is indeed competing in the July 4th Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
No, he's doing it to himself again.
He is. He's drinking like a gallon of milk every morning, getting ready and doing all this stuff. But he addressed it. You know what it is, right?
What?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Oh, geez.
Somebody
here
asked
we
him.
Go.
He said, no, it's separate. If you consider a hot dog a sandwich, then you have to consider other things like a burrito a sandwich, or just because it's wrapped, or it's a bun. It's not really sliced bread. It's encased meat. There are so many differences. Like, if you go to a sandwich shop, you're not going to get a hot dog. It's pretty rare to get a hot dog at a sandwich shop.
It's true. He's not lying there.
And I honestly was one of these people that I would argue the whole hot dog is a sandwich thing. And then I realized that Billy Bob Thornton addressed this years ago. We just missed it.
Really?
Remember the movie Bad Santa?
Yeah.
Little trick I learned up at the North Pole. You fry bologna, it tastes like a hot dog.
I thought you didn't like sandwiches.
Yeah, but you see, this is not a sandwich. A sandwich has two pieces of bread with a bunch of junk on it. It's like a tostada.
Okay, so now we know. So I think we're done with this then, right? I'm called Pass the Gas. Caller number 9 right now, what will they win, Ryan Logan?
You're going to get $50 in a Speedway gift card to help you at the pump, thanks to our friends at Bet Rivers Online Casino and Sportsbook for jumping on this one with us.
Now, here's the deal. You got to know who won the last time we did this.
Yes.
So we can pass the gas. Line 1, right? Okay. Hi, good morning, Big Jim's House. Who's this?
This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. You're on the radio. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, here we go, Kim. Who was the last winner in Pass the Gas?
Jeannie.
Yes, sir!
Wow. I don't know how you got that, Kim. That's amazing. We're about as subtle as a hand grenade there. But, Kim, you are all set up, okay?
Okay.
Congratulations. Cool. You've got a $50 Speedway gift card. I know all of a sudden I blanked on a Speedway gift card. So how far do you drive to work every day?
Oh, God. Not far, but I drive for work. I drive to West Bloomfield. I go a lot of places.
So. Oh, all right. Man. Yeah. So this will definitely help out. Well, it's nice to know you're listening. We hope we can help out with the $50 Speedway gift card. And you have a great day, okay?
Okay, you too.
Hold on, Kim. Hold on. Now, what was her name?
Her name was Kim, Kim, Kim.
Kim, Kim, Kim. Kim, Kim, Kim. Kim, Kim, Kim. Just remember that. We'll Kim. Do it again at 8:10.
Okay.
CSX Files coming up next. You ready? You got to go.
Now, strange things are afoot in the Circle K. Big Jim's house goes deep into the world of weird. Weird. It's time to open the CSX Files.
As always, if you ever miss any of the CSX Files, all you got to do is text us. The keyword is
file.
You can subscribe right there, and then you get the daily download sent to you. Pete from Riverview is listening, Ryan.
Oh, Pete, turn it down for a minute.
He sent a text in to encourage. Ryan gets anxious about his jokes. He said, okay, Ryan, it's time to redeem yourself. Let's hear an awesome joke.
Yeah, and both the Petes, Wyandotte Pete and Fairlane Grounds Pete, they're both very nice. They always encourage me to do well.
So you got this.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll get to it.
We'll get to it. I'm positive.
To be positive. Unless you're a battery, then you can be positive and negative. Anyway, Sydney Dean of Ohio making headlines because she married someone. So what? She married her ex-boyfriend's father and is now her ex-boyfriend's stepmother.
Oh, that guy.
Let's follow along with that one.
Poor fella.
Sydney is 27. Her father, Paul, is 51. They met when she was in sixth grade and dating his son. Dude. Sydney said, my mom already knew who Paul was, and from the few times they have talked, they got along fine. But when I first told my mom that we were together, she was not happy. You think?
Well, yeah, because they sat next to each other at PSA meetings.
PTA meetings.
PSA
meetings where you sit around and tell everybody about an upcoming fundraiser. Yeah. So she's 27, Paul is 51. So she has married her ex-boyfriend's father and is now her ex-boyfriend's stepmother.
Well, at least this guy only dated the girl in sixth grade. Like, she didn't leave him for his dad.
When she was in sixth grade. He waited until she was older.
Yeah, I know. Right. But I'm saying, like, he wasn't dating her yesterday and she goes, I'm leaving you for your dad now.
Right. Well, they must have known each other for a long time. That's the other thing you wonder. Like, how long were they dating?
Together, the parents? Oh,
yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah.
We do have audio of Sydney talking to her, one of her cousins about the relationship.
I'm going steady, and I French kiss. So everybody does that.
Yeah, but Daddy says I'm the best at it.
Okay. Second story.
That's an odd one. That is an odd one. Wow. All right. This poor guy had a hell of a Monday night. First, it's in... New Zealand. Sorry, New Zealand he's from. He got arrested three times in one night. It started at 1 o'clock in the morning when he got pulled over and arrested because he bailed on his court date. So he's already off to a bad start.
Okay, so there's obviously a warrant out for him.
Yes.
So that's the first one.
So they bring him in, take him to court, everything's good, they let him out. Then at 9:35, so you clear it up a little bit, he gets arrested again because he walked into a 7-Eleven and tried to rob the place.
That's number two.
Yes.
Okay.
So he did that, got arrested, brought to the station, booked through the process, let out, and then rode his scooter over something called a bathing bridge. I don't know what those are in New Zealand. But you're not allowed to ride your moped over top of them.
Over the old bathing bridge.
Yeah, he did that and got arrested again, and now They're definitely going to keep him because they should have done this maybe and checked his stuff before, but he had a hatchet in his backpack. So they said, nope, I think we're going to keep you now. Three times in one night.
You busted three times and you have a hatchet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Are you related to him at all?
No, I.
Okay, because I know some of your Lansing exploits, so that sounds like something you did in East Lansing.
No.
Not the hatchet part, but the getting in trouble three times.
No, no, no.
Whatever, dude. All right. I was just trying to buffer the joke.
No, it's okay. No, I was saying, though, his brother-in-law really wanted to go pick him up, right?
Right.
He's like, I want to help this guy out. He's going through hard times. We got to go pick him up.
Yeah.
The guy said, no, man, he's no longer your brother-in-law. Because he's an outlaw. I'm going to go home.
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
End Shame. Story.
Shame.
Mind you, do I hit the yes for that or not?
No, that was... You don't need to give me
okay.
that.
No. Hold on. Yes, Mind.
No.
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 No. Hell no.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
No.
I refuse... No.
Oh, okay. He was an outlaw. Way to let the two Petes down this morning. Those poor guys are like, put so much trust in Ryan. Pete and Peter, like, what the hell? Last story, Grand Rapids, boys, a bad sign for a wedding. The couple was on their way to the wedding reception. So they've had the photos and everything at the church. They've had the ceremony. You get in the limo. Off you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Their beautiful limousine caught on fire.
Oh, no.
Isabel and Brendan Keel had a great ceremony and were on their way to the party when the limo started smoking. The driver pulled over before the Hummer burned to the ground.
Jeez.
That is a horrible sign for your wedding.
Yes.
If it burned to the ground. Some wedding party members were standing on the side of the road barefoot with drinks in hand. So they're all looped in the back of this limo as they come crawling out of it. Another party bus took the wedding party to the reception. No one was injured. Isabel and Brandon say their beer cooler survived. So they were feeling it.
Nice.
On their way to the reception. But it burnt to the... That is a horrible, horrible sign. That's a bad sign. I got a buddy. Have you ever met Mark?
I don't think so.
He's a limo driver here in Detroit.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah, he's been doing it like 25 years.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty cool. Siri, you don't know any...
I don't know
any. All your friends, you don't know anyone's a limo driver.
No.
Mark has been a limo driver for 25 years in Detroit and has never had a customer.
Wow. What?
Think about that. All that time and nothing to show for it.
Yeah. Come on. See, that's how you do it.
That's how you do it. That's good stuff right there. Come on.
That's a good one.
Come on, Mongoose. That's good. Oh, you're going to go home and tell it too. Yeah. I don't know.
Nothing's good enough for this guy.
I'm texting Alex and finding out maybe she thought it was funny or something. 724. Big day here at the radio station. 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's House, 734. Elton John Ticket Blitz today, all day today. Make sure you're listening for a song by Elton John. Be the right caller, and you're going to go see him July 18th, Comerica Park, right?
Yes.
All right? Okay. Yeah. All right. And we will play an Elton John song this morning, we promise. Big Jim's House, Ryan Logan on the left, Manju on the house phones. Most money you ever spent on fireworks, 248-398-9279. You or somebody you know. Hold on. Get a dollar.
I'm going yes already. I know what your question's going to be.
Is there anyone listening who has spent more than... Okay, I got to figure out the number because the reason we bring this up is Tracy Walker, safety for the Lions. We have this posted. He went and set the record at one of these stores here. $13,000.
Yes, over $13,000.
One purchase. Over 13 grand. And you'll see this. The keyword is...
Fireworks.
Yes. What does it look like? How many fireworks did he get for 13 grand? You'll see them all in the back of his truck.
Literally a truckload.
A truckload. I kept looking, trying to figure out how much are these things. I haven't gone firework hunting this year, so I don't know how much they...
I'm sure his business manager was thrilled.
All right, so is there anyone listening who has spent more than $5,000 on fireworks?
Ooh, $5,000 we're going?
Oh. That's why I said I had to kind of back up a little bit and go, all right, I gotta make this good.
I'm still going yes. Where's my wallet?
You're going to lose $1 this morning.
$5,000. I'm telling you, there's some expensive stuff out there. When you go to some of those stores, some of those big mortars that you'll find at, like, festivals and, you know, all that, they're $300-$400 themselves.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I always love the names of the fireworks when we go, like, you know, the mother-in-law or divorced little helper or... 248-398-9279 is our house phone. I'm telling you, dude, $5,000 is a big number.
Let's see.
Shannon texted and said her and her friend spent $2,000 last year. Now, there are some people in the Motor City have some pretty... I mean, we've had a big week for fireworks. Monday night, we had great to be back downtown. Fireworks were beautiful down there. Manju just got back from Belle Isle 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
No traffic at all.
Man, these get expensive. I'm on a website right now looking at some of their available items. And there's like a 500-gram repeaters. The crown jellyfish, $120. So it shoots off.
See, that sounds low to me. It's from some of the ones I've seen.
20 shots.
248-398-9279. Keyword fireworks. Tracy Walker from the Lions spent a lot of money. Exactly how much he spent, and you can see photos of him walking out of the store and load him up into his truck.
Here's one called the Goat, and it's $499 for 162 shots. Holy crap.
Wow.
That goes into into August. How much time you got on your hands?
I think everyone listening right now has someone in their life who's the fireworks nut. The one that, my buddy Bill, he's the guy who puts an M80 in a mailbox.
Oh, yeah.
His own. That's what he does.
Everybody bring, yeah, you got the one guy who comes over. I got a box full. Who wants to come and help me in the truck?
Now,
oh,
you didn't,
no.
You didn't invite them over with fireworks. They just
no,
do it.
No, they just bring it.
They just show up.
It's like, you know, you got a car payment right there, right?
Hey, Kevin, how you doing, bud?
Pretty good. How are you?
Wonderful, man. So you know somebody when it comes to fireworks. How much?
$10,000, at least.
Just on there, are they hosting a party or anything? That's what I'm wondering. Is it like a party or they're just doing it?
Well, it was a family get-together. They do it every year. It's a tradition of theirs.
$10,000.
Not one individual, but they all would go in. One might spend $1,500. One might spend $2,000. One might spend, you know, $500. And they would spend at least $10,000.
Okay.
I couldn't believe it.
What a show that must be.
Yeah. Were you invited to these shows, though? It must have been a hell of a fireworks show, like Ryan was saying.
Well, I didn't work with the guy that long.
But. Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, hey, man. Kevin.
They did it out in Canton. They had a big piece of property out there, and it would be like going to a festival, the way I understood it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks, Kevin. Have a good morning, buddy.
Yep, you too.
Later.
I have to try to figure out, because where my mom lives, there's two lakes that you have access to.
Yeah.
And one of them, like the city puts it on or whatever, but then the other lake, the one that my parents live on, one single guy does it every year. Buys the fireworks, has the barge come out and sets them off. He's got to be up there $20,000.
Well, I don't need $20,000, but give me the dollar.
Why do you get the dollar? That was somebody
count.
He knows.
No, it doesn't count. I said, is there someone? I said the person.
Okay.
Right? Am I being fair? I said someone.
No,
actually
you are.
Who's the person that you know? Is there someone in your neighborhood who's the fireworks guy? Everybody's got it. It could be a fireworks woman as well. So, I think everybody's got somebody, just like you talked about.
Yeah, not $5,000, but Shannon said her and her friend spent $2,000 last year on them.
Yep. Man, this is crazy. Okay. Again, keyword is fireworks. You want to see Tracy Walker, how much he spent. You'll see the actual, they wrote it up there as the biggest spender in the store. And then what it looks like, the amount of he spent, and then what it looks like in the back of his truck. You'll see the photos there. Again, 248-398-9279 is our house phone. The keyword, of course, is
fireworks.
Yes. Put an S on the end of it.
Like yeah, either way will work. I wonder if this is a full weekend for him. This is like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday type deal for him. Or if these are all one-night shoot-offs.
I don't know. I don't know. Do you normally shoot off more than one night?
It's
CSX Blue Jim Town, 745. Elton John Ticket Blitz all day today and tomorrow on the station. Whenever you hear a song from Elton John, you can win tickets to go see him July 18th at Comerica Park. Make sure you're listening. All the details at WCSX.com. We're talking fireworks right now because Tracy Walker from the Detroit Lions, he loves him some fireworks. He set a record at the store he visited. We know that because they wrote his name and how much he spent. We have all this posted and what it looks like in the back of his truck. The keyword, of course, is...
fireworks.
Yes, we'll send you the link right to your phone. 248-398-9279. Keyword, fireworks.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody has someone in your neighborhood who's fireworks person. I say fireworks guy in the most generic way possible. My buddy Bill's that guy.
Yeah, he loves him.
Oh, he loves him some fireworks. So one year he had a plastic mailbox. He put an M80 on top of it. The mailbox did not fare well. And we lived the next block over, so you could hear this. Bam! And Adam goes walking up going, Bill blew up the mailbox. Like,
jeez, yay. Dude.
248-398-9279. You just made an oh my God, what was that?
From the 248. Yeah, I appreciate you listening, but you didn't need to send in that photo. It said, fireworks set on the ground, light fuse run away.
Oh, no.
With a picture of their hand from the hospital.
Oh, no.
And that is not how your fingers are supposed to look. Oh, my God.
Oh,
I just zoomed in.
Is that them or someone? You got to ask them. Is that them or some just a photo they shared? Obviously, if we're talking about fireworks and... we keep it live, man. But yeah, there's a certain level of safety involved here.
Ooh, ooh.
Hey, Brian, thanks for holding. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Good, man. So now you said you know a guy who spent how much on fireworks?
$13,000.
Wow.
My neighbor. I'll just throw his first name out. Everybody knows Paulie out in Macomb Township.
See, that's it. And, everybody knows somebody who's a fireworks nut.
And he would throw this party every year. The last year that he threw it, he pretty much had to shut it down because between our two neighborhoods, there was probably 1,000 people congregating.
Really?
He would have a big party, 10, you name it, and set up a launch pad right in like an intersection there, right in front of his house, and all the neighbors... chairs in the driveway, parties. Was awesome.
See, now, no one puts out a list of those. We all put out a list of what lake's shooting off fireworks, or what community's doing fireworks, when this week, you know, or what day,
right.
If it's a Saturday or Friday, whatever. But I've never seen a list, because we get local neighborhoods for lights for Christmas.
Yeah, I was just going to say lights for Christmas, right. Halloween displays.
Man.
But no firework displays.
That was the problem. He had to shut it down.
Yeah,
too many people,
you're right.
Everybody found out about it.
Wow.
There were so many people. The sheriff was, like, doing crowd control, and the sheriff was always cool about it every year.
Yeah.
Because we've got a couple live in the neighborhood, you know, and we're going to go out in the morning. There'd be 45 neighbors out there in the morning cleaning the streets and cleaning the yards. What a great guy. Shout out to Paulie. He's working hard.
Nice, man. Hey, great call, Brian. We appreciate you checking in, dude.
Thanks, man. Have a great one.
You too. Later.
$13,000.
Hold on. Devo, how you been?
Hey, real good, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing
good.
Wonderful. So now, what did you do? What was your fireworks story?
So I used to work in the city. Now I run the road for FedEx, but I used to work in the city. And every year I would take an entire 28-foot pup full of fireworks to a house in Southgate. And they would put on a great big show out in the field behind the elementary school. And, I mean, all the neighbors would be there and everything. And, I mean, it was just a professional show. They had the electronic boards, everything.
So you, every year, you were just delivering a trailer full of fireworks to this one house in Southgate?
Absolutely.
Wow. I'm trying to do the math. I can't even comprehend how much that would cost.
Well, the guy invited me, so I brought my family, and everybody in the neighborhood comes and they do donations. So he's not paying for it on his own, but I mean, still, it was a heck of a show.
But yeah, everybody pulled together to get that much.
Wow.
Dang. Right.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Devo, thanks so much for calling, buddy. Have a great day.
All right, man. You too. Be smooth.
Love it.
See, there is no... Are we missing it? Have you guys ever seen a list of, like, neighborhood fireworks shows?
No.
Never.
No.
Never seen
it. You see them pop out. But, yeah.
Tracy Walker, the reason we started this whole conversation, Tracy Walker from the Lions set a record at I think it's a local store. He's in town. It's well over 10 grand. You'll see this. The keyword, of course, is...
Fireworks.
And how many of them fit in the back of his pickup truck? I've never done that.
Not that many, no.
No.
I remember as a kid, we'd go to Indiana because that's the only way you could get cool fireworks.
Kaplan's, what's the one?
Crazy Kaplan's.
Crazy
was one
Kaplan's.
Of them. But
yeah.
You'd go there and they'd have so many deals, so you didn't even have to spend that money because it'd buy one, get the next 50 free. I remember that specifically being one of the deals.
buy one, get the next 50 free. Well, the other reason, too, and I actually put the story up when you go keyword fireworks. I'm not clickbaiting you, but we don't know how else to share it. There's a neighborhood in Azusa, California. They had to evacuate. They found 1,700 pounds of illegal fireworks in one house.
Ooh, boy.
They had a search warrant. They found the fireworks. Bomb squad was called in. The fireworks were taken to a secure location and could have blown up a city block. Think about that. That's how big this fireworks stash was in this dude's house. Holy crap.
What are you doing with that?
Ain't nothing good.
Nothing, yeah.
Nothing good.
I'm glad they were found.
Yeah, 1,700 pounds, man. That is a third of what Tracy Walker has. No, it's not that much, but it's a lot, man. Keyword fireworks. Elton John Ticket Blitz. We got that coming up whenever you hear Elton John song today. You can win tickets for the show, and we will pass the gas at 8:10. Who was our last winner?
The lady who played Eminem's mom in 8 Mile. There's my clue. Is that a bad one?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
You could have said just Miss Basinger. What's Basinger's first name?
Kim.
Is it? Okay. You probably want to know the name of the person who won at 7:10. Which one of the Kardashians? What's the name of a Kardashian? There's Khloe? No, that's not it. Give me another Kardashian name.
Courtney?
No. 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house. 803. Okay, lots going to go on here real quick. Pass the gas, we'll do that at 8:10. All you got to do is know the name of the person who won the previous hour. And you'll get a $50 Speedway gift card. Help you out with that pain at the pump. We get it, man. And thanks to our friends at Bet River Online Casino and Sportsbook making it possible this week. So if you don't know the name of the person who won the last hour, another
impossible.
Actually, it was possible.
It was.
Yeah.
Man.
You make a Disney Channel reference?
Yeah. I can't do clues. Yeah. You do the clues.
Okay. Basinger. She was one of the Kardashians.
That's good.
Yeah.
She is one of the Kardashians.
Yeah. It's a dated reference. Andy blank. It's Andy Kim.
Oh.
Had one hit. I think I had a 45. Never mind.
All right.
Moving on. So now you know the name. Okay, got it? Not Andy, but the other one there.
Oh, boy.
Okay. But then after that, coming up this hour, whenever we play an Elton John song all day today on CSX, but we know how busy you are, and I'm seeing this wave of rain rolling through right now, so we're not going to leave you swamped. Yeah. When you hear a song from Elton John, your caller 35, and you'll win tickets there as well. So we got a lot going on in a little short burst, like the weather outside. But we would be remiss as a show if we didn't wish happy birthday to one of our favorite people in the whole wide world, Gary Busey.
Happy birthday, Gary!
78, baby. 78, baby. And if you don't know, and I don't know if he's still doing this, some of the cameos.
Oh, he's still on it.
But he was singing happy birthday to someone, and this is just magical.
Happy birthday to you. La, 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 la. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jeff Schroeder. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy, 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 happy birthday to you.
Hey, buddy, happy birthday. One trip, another trip around the sun. Be proud of that. That's the most special day of the year.
Well, that was cool. That kind of worked out. Hey, Ten. Let's make Jim's house, baby. It's my baby, yeah. So we've talked a lot about, just like you and everyone else, we talked about this pain at the pump. When you go, I had to fill up twice with the truck driving to Pennsylvania and coming back this weekend. There's a point where I just quit looking. I just didn't want to know.
No,
when it stopped, it stopped.
Yep.
Like, I don't want to know. Didn't you do like $60 for half a tank?
Yeah, my Nissan, the Altima is a beast, man. It's got a 17-gallon tank.
Yeah, that's, you know, financing available. So we want to help out. Something we call Pass the Gas. You can win a $50 Speedway gift certificate, help you with that pain at the pump. And thanks to our friends, of course, at
Bet Rivers Online Casino and Sportsbook.
Line 2, call number 9. Hi, good morning. You're on the radio. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Jessica.
Jessica, are you ready to play?
I am ready to play.
Okay, who won the last hour?
Kim.
Yeah! Nice. Jessica, yay. Congratulations, Jessica. You have got a $50 Speedway gift card. Help you with that pain at the pump. We pass the gas on to you. Jessica, what are you up to today?
Taking care of my farm.
Taking care of your farm?
I got my boots on.
So that would be a boot check. Okay. Where's your farm?
Don't believe it.
Where's the farm?
Belleville.
And what are you raising?
Mostly chickens.
Nice.
So you're up with the bird, with the chickens. Do roosters really only crow at dawn, or is that one of those things we've just been taught over the years?
You have been taught over the year, because if I step outside, he's roosting now, and he will be at 9 o'clock tonight.
Really?
Ah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So just like a guy, they're making noise all day, but nothing gets done.
Can't shut him up.
Okay, again, just like a guy. Okay. Never knew that. I always wondered, because, you know, like, oh, when the sun comes up, that's when the rooster crows. I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what you were told.
They're pretty noisy. Well, Jessica, you hold on, and we'll get you that $50 Speedway gift card. Thanks for listening in the morning, too.
Thank you so much.
All right, hold on. She's all set there. So what's her name?
Jessica.
Yes.
Jessica.
You say someone's name 3 times, and you remember it. We'll do this again at 9:10. We'll pass the game. CSX Big Jim's house. So let me see. It is 8:16. Big Jim, Ryan, Logan, Mongoose on the house phones. Elton John ticket blitz today and tomorrow at CSX. Whenever you hear a song by Elton John, make sure you call her 35. Whenever you hear a song by Elton John, it'll be all day today and all day tomorrow. July 18th, Comerica Park. Tickets on sale now. But when you hear a song by Elton John. So make sure you have your phone with you. Which led to this question somebody asked. Say you're driving to work today and you realize you forgot your phone at home. How far would you have to be before you wouldn't go back for it?
Ooh.
How long of a drive do you have?
45 minutes.
So you're a 45-minute drive. How many minutes into it would you go, I'm just going to rough it. I'm not going to have my phone with me today.
Man. I think I'd have to be... I come from Howell. I would have to hit 696.
So how many minutes is that?
So that's probably 35.
35 minutes. Almost all the way to work before you go, I can't do it.
I couldn't not. I need my phone.
The average is a max of 10 minutes away, so we'd be willing to devote 20 minutes to go back and get our phone. If it takes more time than that, we'll go without it all day.
I think this is people trying to act like they don't rely on their phones as much. I mean, I really want it now just because, you know, we got the new kid. So I need to be alert with it.
You have to be available. Yeah.
Because I can leave at places and go off and do stuff, but leaving for a day, I need to have it.
My wife will leave her phone laying around the house and not know where it is.
Yeah.
And my kids, my two boys, cannot understand that.
No.
It is like she is speaking Latin to them. Hey, if you see my phone, I don't know where it is. You what? What do you mean you don't know where it is? What? Yeah. Yeah, that sounds low to me.
Yeah,
I think most of us, like, we're so connected with... Because that's the... Okay, it's the old line. Cell phones are not cell phones anymore. That's the one thing we don't do is call people. We do everything else but that. And by the way, today was this day in 2007, the iPhone came out.
Wow.
Look at us with a big bag of synergy.
Wow.
It's almost like I intended to do that there. I really did.
I mean, think about it. Obviously, you shouldn't do it, but a lot of people grab their phone and look at it while they're driving. But no matter what, everybody grabs it at a red light and checks it real quick. I got 45 seconds to do a couple scrolls.
Nah. I get to the point where I kind of throw in the glove box just so I don't do that.
Yeah.
And with Apple CarPlay, it throws right up there. What's the Adam Sandler song? What was it? Something keys, cell phone keys, remember?
Oh, keys, yeah, keys, wallet, phone.
The keys, wallet, phone. That's what I do that pat down every morning before check. I leave. Yeah, keys, wallet, phone.
But yeah, I need it if I'm gone for a day. But if I'm with my wife and the kid, say we're doing something on a Saturday or whatever, I'll throw it on the kitchen table and walk away. I don't need it.
Not Finn, your phone, right?
Yeah, the phone.
Okay, the kid you take with.
The kid stays,
I just want to be clear on that. Okay. So the reason we bring all this up is it's really good for you to have your phone with you today because when you hear a song from Elton John, if you're caller 35, you can win tickets for the show. CSX Big Jim's House 823. Elton John ticket blitz all day today. There's Sir Elton. He'll be at Comerica, right?
Yes.
Yeah, July 18th.
July 18th.
Okay. Hi, good morning, Big Jim's House. Who's this?
Dawn.
Dawn, you're on the radio. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, guys. How is everybody? Good morning.
We're good morning, Dawn. Guess what? You're caller 35. You did it. Woohoo!
Oh, my God. Woo!
Yes! Yes!
So great. Never saw Elton John. Love it.
You've never seen Elton John live?
No, I have not. No.
This is a good one. So you're going to go see Sir Elton John. Now, we're doing these tickets all day today and tomorrow again, our Elton John Ticket Blitz. Congratulations. What are you up to today?
Working. Got my work boots on.
That would be a... boot check. Okay.
Yeah,
we got
there
it.
There you go.
And where do you work?
There you go. I work for an insurance company, Minuteman Adjusters.
Okay. All right. Well,
yeah,
you
said.
And do you want to say hi to anybody in the office or anybody you work with?
Yeah, well, I can say hi. I'll say hi to my brother, Matt, if he's out there. He was listening to me earlier. But yeah, I don't know. They don't really listen to the radio, but hey, guys.
What? Come on.
I know, right?
We got to train them. We're still here.
I know, right? You guys are 24-7 on all my stations, all my radios, 24-7.
Okay, well, okay. Appreciate first of all, that. Congratulations. Secondly, we love you. So,
thank you. I love you too, guys. You're great.
Thank you. You hold on. Manju's going to get all your information. Hold on there. So, nice winner.
Yes.
You ever seen Elton John live?
No. No, I haven't.
The show, dude.
Hell I heard he's good.
Hell of a show. Yeah, he's been around for a couple years. I think he's going to catch on, Sir Elton John. 825 at house. Still to come. I'm actually kind of, we're going to get an update on Stone Soup. But if I play this Ouija board clip, it's going to freak people out. It's funny, but at the same time, do you want to go down the Ouija board rabbit hole? Freak me out. I got friends go, I remember like when I was growing up that a buddy had a Ouija board at their house, like in their stack of games, like there was Sorry and Boggle and Monopoly, and then they had Ouija board. You guys want to get the Ouija board out? I'm like, no.
Well, no. Remember when I went to that house, the haunted house, the Bruce Mansion?
Yeah.
When I went with my ghost hunting buddies, the medium that was there, she was almost furious at the couple for having a Ouija room. She's like, this is not good. There's spirits in here that aren't supposed to be in here. They came through the Ouija board, and they're not here. They're not supposed to be here. It was wild to hear her go through that.
Seriously?
Yeah, Brandy.
All right. 248-398-9279. Now, here's why we bring this up.
It's a funny one.
It's a great prank. So, his daughter and some of her girlfriends, we don't know how old they are because you only hear them in the background, but they're having a sleepover, and they had a Ouija board. So he thought it'd be fun to mess with him. So you'll see this again. The key word is...
prank.
He goes down to the breaker box, and as they're with the Ouija board, he starts cycling it.
Screams from a roller coaster.
That's him cycling the lights on and off of the room as they're using the Ouija board.
Oh.
And he nailed the timing on this. I'm telling you, people are freaked out to call about stuff like this.
Well, yeah, you almost don't even want to talk about it.
I
You know what else he did? He ruined sleepovers for his daughter for lifetime.
Forever.
Her friends are never coming over again.
When I was, oh, for Mark, when I was probably 12 or 13, I was in a treehouse with some other kids that were using a Ouija board. One of them flipped out and tossed one of the kids out of the treehouse. What?
The board told me to do it.
What was the thing that Bones texted in?
Oh, Bones texted in a little bit earlier when we were talking about this. He said he has a Ouija board in his attic. He doesn't know where it came from. Doesn't know how it got there. He just won't touch it.
I would touch. No, you don't mess with that stuff, dude.
He said every time I go up there, it's covered in dust. I don't know about all that, man.
No, prank, right? P-R-A-N-K.
Yes,
because Dan's playing a prank on him. Listen to him as he cycles the breaker on and off, though. That is awesome.
I bet you he was so bored. He's like, honey, you go out with your friends tonight. I got the girls. We're having pizza, pop, sleepover.
Right.
He was just bored and realized they were doing that and went, hey, hold on.
Is there anyone who's willing to admit they had something weird happen with a Ouija board? 248-398-9279 is our house phone. I wouldn't even bet you a buck on this one, Ryan, because I'm telling you, people are like, nope, I don't want to talk about it.
Never used a Ouija board. We tried to use cards to talk to the dead, but we were trying to communicate with our buddy's dead dog, Casey, when I was little.
What do you mean you used cards?
I don't know. There's some way to do it using cards.
Not like tarot cards, something like a deck of cards?
Like a deck of cards.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly was probably 7 or 6, and they were all, 10, 12. So it was our neighbors and our cousins there. They were probably just messing with me, but they're trying to talk to their dog who passed away. Yeah, I'll never forget that.
You were pretty freaked out by that.
Yeah. I was so much younger than them, and I had no idea what was going on. They were putting me through it.
So you think they were just messing with you?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Because then they'd go, oh, you hear that bark? Where'd that bark come from? It's like, it's a dog next door, dude.
Well, now the story's starting to come in here. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
Hi. So what happened with the Ouija board?
Oh, it's on my phone case. It is my phone case.
Oh, you're into this stuff?
Oh, big time. I have a rug in the front room. What else do I have? Oh, I have placemats. It's kind of a way to keep people away.
So you've got Ouija board placemats?
Yeah. Yeah, Ouija board placemats, rug at my front door, my phone cover, and people look at it and go, oh, I'm not touching that, because that's the whole purpose.
Okay, but you don't really believe in this stuff. You just do that so that they'll leave you alone.
Not in the Ouija board, no.
Okay, all right.
Well, I think it's a scam, but it's how you brought up.
Well,
yeah,
and that is a great, I've never heard that angle on that, Christine. That's a great place. Nice talking to you.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Well, the best part is it can tell you where to put all the place settings.
Exactly. Hey, where does the salad fork go?
Where do you want Mark to sit?
Right over there. Olivia, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. So have you had an experience with a Ouija board?
I do indeed. I love the supernatural stuff like that.
So
my friend and I tried a Ouija board in my basement once to see if there were any ghosts in my house, and we were plenty creeped out by it because it seemed to move by itself, but nothing. There was nothing. There were no ghosts, but we were still really creeped out.
Okay. So here's the question, though. No ghosts. It kind of did something. Did you ever try it again?
No, I think I was too creeped out.
Freaked you out too much. No matter what, it's going to freak you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And then, the movie Ouija came out, and the cardinal rule of that movie was never play alone. And it's officially freaking me out of never trying it again by myself.
Yeah, that's what Ryan's mom used to tell him when he was 15.
Yep.
Olivia, thank you for calling.
Thank
Why
you.
Why do that to
You're
Olivia?
Bye. What? And just keep the conversation moving along here. Hey, Dave, real quick, I want to tell everybody, though, the reason we're talking about this is this dad played an amazing prank on his kids. He cycled the lights on the breaker box while they were playing with a Ouija board upstairs, and they freaked. And you'll see the him doing it. The keyword is...
prank.
Dave, have you ever messed with a Ouija board?
Yes, one time and one time only.
What happened?
I was in the service. I had come home on leave, and I'm 11 years older than my sister, and she was 8 years old, and my other sister was 6. And my crazy aunt had bought them a Ouija board for Christmas, which I didn't approve of. And when I got home on leave, they were like, you know, they were telling me, hey, it really works. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. And they were like, we'll show you. And I'm like, so I went upstairs, and they started working this Ouija board, and it told me to get out of the room. And it stopped real quick, this thing, and my sister was like, you don't like our brother? And it went G-E-P-O-U-T, and then the candle blew out in the room, and I turned the light on, and I told him to get that thing. I made my sister bury a field across from our house. I said, never bring that thing in the house again. It freaked me out.
It actually spelled get out, and the light and the candle went out.
And I watched it. They were 6 and 8, my sisters, and that thing spelled get out. It wasn't saying nothing at first, and my sister was like, you don't like our brother? And it went G-E-T-O-U-T real fast, and spun around in the middle and stopped.
Wow.
And then the candle blew out that was right behind me. We had a big candle. It blew out, and I turned the light on. I said, get that thing out of here.
Dude, wow. Dave, all right, you're freaking us all out now, Dave. We'll talk to you soon, okay, bud?
All right, buddy.
Later. Bye. You freaked out a little bit, Ryan? Here's the prank. That's a great. Almost forgot to press the button. I was looking at pictures of the Stone Soup Bronco.
So beautiful.
Hey, we got wheels on it yesterday.
Oh, did you really? Yeah,
we did. Oh, hey, Gordon. Gordon, hold on. Say hi to everybody. It's Gordon. You're on the radio. Say hi to everyone, Gordon.
Hey, hi, everybody.
This is our buddy Gordon from Graphic Concepts. Now, you guys have been doing something else that's going on with Stone Soup, and I honestly didn't think we'd get someone to step up and do this. The idea is our Freedom Wrap. So the week of Woodward, we're going to wrap this entire 1974 Bronco in pictures of veterans to raise awareness and say thank you to the men and women who served. Now, the key word is
freedom.
Yeah. Text us and then we'll send you the link and you got to upload your pictures there. We need the pictures uploaded there, though, so we can send them over to Gordon and Colleen and everybody at Graphic Concepts. And Gordon, you and I were talking about this before. Every picture of a veteran we can fit on the 74 Bronco, Kroger will donate $5 to Vets Returning Home. So,
right, and I think that's great of them to step up and do that for you guys.
We're over like 300 pictures right now. Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely.
We got room for more.
And more are coming in every single day.
So
I would think that your listening audience can get a lot more photos on this vehicle.
So what's the next step for you guys, Gordon? You got to come over and take a look at the Bronco, or what are you guys going to do next?
Well, we're going to get a vehicle in scale, figure out how much area that we have to work with photo-wise and how many photos we get, and then start doing renderings for you so you can get a good idea in your audience. You know, go on your website and see what the finished product is going to start to evolve into.
Okay, and the body right now, I know that Steve and Joe and everybody or Bill Brown Ford are busting their butt to finish that right now. The body is sitting over at Bill Brown Ford in their fleet center, and they've been doing that, and then it's going to go over to Jeff once it's painted over at the Bronco Graveyard, so we have a good plan there. What we're asking, is this difficult? I mean, it's a lot of work, and appreciate you and Colleen and everybody at Graphics Concepts doing this. Is this time consuming? How much time do you think you need just to render all this down?
Well, we've been doing it for a long time, so we're pretty good at getting things done in a very timely manner. But you know, a couple days.
Okay.
If we can just get, you know, all the photos and everything in by the deadline.
We said end of July. Is that still good? Does that work for you guys? Yeah. We said end of July. Yeah. Okay, so end of July.
Yep.
Okay.
End of July. And as many as you can. I think probably we're kind of low right now as far as photos go. And, you know, like I say, for that offer that Kroger's doing, to benefit veterans. I think people should get photos of all their families, veterans, and
friends, someone you
people
know
who have been in the military. Yeah, even people you know. So
I was thinking about this, like, because I'm a friend of the American. I'm a guest, not a guest. I'm a member at the American Legion in Pontiac, and I was thinking about for all my friends, my brothers and sisters of the American Legions around Detroit. You're getting together this weekend for the 4th. I guarantee you a lot of the Legions and the VFWs are getting together. Someone take a camera and get pictures of everybody.
Yeah, though.
Right?
The easiest way.
I mean, right. And then just upload them again. Keyword is...
Freedom.
F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Look at you, Gordon, with the challenge, though. Motivating people.
Yeah. Motivated. Get photos in.
All right. Well, we're going to start forward them over to you again. And please tell everybody there... the entire team. So who's all involved with this? I know you are, and Colleen is someone else you mentioned, right?
Yep, and there's John Bryan. They do the printing and the manufacturing, and me, and the owner, Max. He's a veteran. That's why he was so interested in helping you guys out. Didn't even think twice about the... Wow. The offer when I approached them, and like I said, everyone is really looking forward to it. Here we listen to you guys daily, so
wow.
it was a given.
It is when you came here, Gordon, and the way you had a plan, and once we sat and Ryan, we sat and talked with you for 5 minutes. With this is the guy, these are the people, and for you to do this for the veterans, and again, all this is raising money for Vets Returning Home, an amazing charity right here in the Motor City. Again, text us 248-398-9279. The keyword is
freedom.
Yeah, that's our freedom wrap. We're going to do this. Gordon, again, thanks to everybody at Graphic Concepts, okay?
Yep, and I don't want to forget Troy. He's the person that does installs. So
we need Troy.
Troy.
Yeah, Troy, we love you, Troy. Yeah, we need him to put those on there.
So like I said, get your photos in on time, and then we'll get some mock-ups done, and then... People can go to your website and take a look at how this is going
to
be.
We'll start forwarding more of those over to you. Gordon, thank you, buddy. Okay. We'll talk soon.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
How cool? How cool is that?
Very cool.
That's the whole idea of Stone Soup.
Awesome.
Everybody pitches in and we're doing something. We've never done this before. I was really nervous about doing this wrap on it.
There's a lot that goes into it, but like you've heard, they got it down.
And he had a great idea. We were trying to figure out, okay, as the pictures get smaller, the more we get. By the way, keyword freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Text us nothing but that. We'll send you the link back. Our concern was, how do we show off all the photos for people besides on the car? Because they're going to be pretty small. So we were talking about doing poster board and stuff. He said, no, get a banner.
Yeah.
So that way you can just print a whole thing out. We can unroll it and just...
Easy to travel with, easy to store, all that good stuff.
The way we're going, it might be 90 feet long, but
right.
Who cares? We'll figure it out, man. 248-398-9279. Stone Soup Project is back in 1974.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.